The Piano Strings, Part 2. Sympathetic Resonance. For this experiment, you will need a piano and a trumpet. In our previous episode, we explored the mechanics of a piano and how its strings produce various notes according to the frequency to which they are tuned. Now, to our experiment. First, depress the far right-hand pedal on the piano with your foot so that all of the strings of your piano are now free to vibrate, for all the dampers have been released from the strings. Next, bring your trumpet so it is pointing right inside the piano, close to the strings, and play a loud C on your trumpet. Something amazing happens. The piano, without any of its strings being touched, sings the same note of C back to you as though echoing the trumpet. This is due to a principle that is called sympathetic resonance. The C string, without being touched, is enveloped by the vibration of the trumpet's C and recognizes that vibration as its own. Thrilled, it vibrates and resonates in sympathy, emitting a sound much subtler and sweeter than its usual sound produced when it is struck. This same principle is seen in operation with Indian stringed instruments, for example, the sitar. Sitting above the bridge and frets of the sitar are 6 or 7 main strings which are plucked and produce the melodic line. Meanwhile, underneath the bridge and frets is a whole series of what is called sympathetic strings, which are not touched by the player. These sympathetic strings are tuned to each note of the scale and resonate when their corresponding note is played on the main plucked strings, thus setting up this wonderful background resonance, which is such a feature of classical Indian music, as though representing the cosmic ground of being or omnipresent God behind the melody of our world and life. To be continued.